Title: Collect All and Save Basics for Jungle Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of the least glamorous, most life-saving skills in Ableton Live for Jungle and Drum and Bass. Collect All and Save. Because here's the reality of Jungle. You're going to pull in tons of audio. Amen breaks, think breaks, hot pants, random edits, resamples, little bass one-shots, FX tails, vocal bits, maybe stuff you recorded off your phone, and if your session isn't packaged properly, future you will open the project and get hit with media files are missing. And that is a creativity killer. So in this lesson, you're going to learn a clean workflow that makes your Jungle projects portable, future-proof, and way less stressful. We'll start with the project folder, then we'll import and consolidate breaks the right way, then we'll run collect all and save correctly, and finally we'll set up a simple Jungle template so every new idea starts organized and ready to move fast. Let's get it. First, the goal. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a Jungle or DNB project that opens properly on any machine, a folder structure that actually makes sense, and a starter Ableton template with sensible routing, drums, bass, music, vocals and effects, plus a couple returns like reverb and delay. Also, we'll add some arrangement locators so you're not staring at an empty timeline wondering where the drop is supposed to be. Step 0 is the biggest habit shift. Start with a proper project folder before you do anything else. On your drive, create a main folder for your Jungle projects. Inside it, make a new folder for this tune. A nice clean naming style is date first, then the track name. Inside that tune folder, create a few subfolders, one for the Ableton project, one for samples, one for renders, one for resamples, and one for references. Now open Ableton Live and create a new live set. Here's the critical move, immediately save it. Don't drag in audio yet. Save first. Go to File, then Save Live Set As, and save it inside your Ableton project folder. Name it something like My Jungle Tune Version 01. Teacher note: this one step prevents a ton of file chaos. If you start dragging in audio before the set has a home, Live can still function, but it's much easier to end up with messy references spread across your system. Saving first gives the project a proper container from the start. Next, set some Jungle-friendly defaults. Set your tempo. Classic Jungle often lives around 160 to 170 BPM. Modern drum and bass is usually 172 to 176. A great default is 174 BPM, because it puts you right in the modern pocket. Also, set your global quantes depending on what you're doing. When arranging, one bar is your friend because clips and edits land cleanly. When you're doing break edits and little chops, switch to 1/16 so it feels snappy and precise. Now let's import breaks the right way and lock them in. Drag a break, like in Amen or Think, onto an audio track. In clip view, make sure warp is turned on. For breaks, start with beats warp mode. Set preserve to 1/16 if you want tight jungle chops, or 1/8 if you want it a bit looser and more rolling. If it sounds crunchy in a bad way, like the transients are getting mangled, try switching warp mode to complex. Complex is sometimes smoother, even if it's not as sharp on transients. Now, here's a huge save-proof move for Jungle. Consolidate. Find a clean 1 or 2 bar loop. Make sure it loops perfectly. Select that region and press Command J on Mac or Control J on Windows to consolidate. What consolidation actually does is create a new audio file that Ableton treats as a fresh piece of audio, and it becomes much easier to manage inside your project. This is especially important when you're chopping a break into lots of little edits. Consolidate regularly so you don't create what I call microfile chaos, a session that depends on a million tiny slices scattered around. Now we hit the star of the lesson. Collect all and save. Anytime your project includes external audio files, like stuff from your desktop, downloads, sample pack folders, random drives, anywhere outside the project, you want to collect it. Go to File, then Collect All and Save. In the dialog, you'll see several options. The key one is Files from Elsewhere. Turn that on. That's the one that grabs outside audio and pulls it into your project. You may also see Files from User Library and Files from Packs. Here's the beginner rule: if you want maximum portability, turn them on too. Especially if you might open this on another computer, or send it to a collaborator, or move it to an external drive later. Then click OK. Ableton will copy your audio into your project folder under Samples, usually into imported and processed subfolders. And now your set is self-contained. That means you can zip the whole project folder and it should open without missing breaks. Quick coach note: collect can save your audio files, but it won't magically embed third-party plugins. It won't install a synth your collaborator doesn't own. It won't guarantee the other machine has the same X for live devices. So if you're collaborating, a pro habit is to add a tiny README text file in your tune folder. Put the BPM, maybe key if you care, your main reference track, and notes like sub is sidechained from break, bus or warp is intentionally off on Atmos. Also consider taking a screenshot of your plugin list. Alright, now that the project is safe, let's make it clean and jungle ready with basic routing. Create a few groups, make a drum breaks group with a main break track, a chops track, and a one-shots track. The one-shots track is often a drum rack, because you'll want quick kicks, snares, hats, and little effects hits. Make a bass group with a sub track and a mid or res track. Make a music group for pads, stabs, atmos, and make a vox and effects group. This might feel like too organized when you're a beginner, but jungle sessions get big fast. Grouping early helps you stay creative because you can find things instantly. This audio version is shortened for playback.